This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Sunday edition of the show. You're always, as always, invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the apparent difficulties that are being brought about by this whole Me Too movement, where many people are adopting what some are calling the Billy Graham technique or method or whatever.
Rule
of not being seen, not going anywhere alone with another woman if you are significantly involved with a woman. Some are taking it even further and swearing off women entirely. You brought up the MGTOWs in the last hour, MGTOW. It stands for men going their own way.
I don't think that's a swearing off of women. That's a realization or a belief that you're going to be better off if you just go and do your own thing and find the gal that's comes along through that.
So you're saying they're still open to being attracted to a woman. They're just not trying to make that happen.
Right. And I think that is to some extent misguided, but to like
it worked good for me for a while.
Well, I think it's definitely in response to current culture, though.
Yeah, I didn't call myself a MGTOW or anything like that. When I was 20 or whatever, I decided I didn't want to have a girlfriend at that time because I wanted to focus on, you know, my life and you know, getting myself in a better position. And then I ended up just meeting some women through, you know, my normal course of doing my thing.
Yep, just doing, you know, life, and they'd come along.
Yeah. I wrote an article about one of them that I just posted over at freekeen.com, which maybe I will read later tonight if we have time for it. Former co-host of ours and lady that I moved here to New Hampshire with, unfortunately passed away last weekend. But I met her in that method where I was just doing my own thing, and she came across this show, and we got together as a result of that. And I didn't really have to do anything, and it was great for a while. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at a New York Times article on the internet. It's dated today. It's the fifth New York Police Department officer since June dies by suicide, police say. Of course, this is what the cops claim. But, yeah, five of them in the space just since June. And one thing that Mrs. Cop needs to think about, by the way, is that if her lover boy makes that choice, then she could very well wind up with the task of, see, the bureaucrats show up at the house, they do their thing, they remove the body, but they don't clean up the blood. And so she may wind up with the task of cleaning up the blood. So that's one thing. If she doesn't like that idea, she could give him a talking to about getting a job and working for a living, or she could show him the news story from 2018 December of 2015, where that cop in Ponce, Puerto Rico, was in police headquarters and he gunned down three cops. But I think part
a cop
of the problem,
shot other cops.
Yeah, in police headquarters. So
it
she could show him that
me.
News
I mean,
article.
You know, some kind of
but
work complaint.
What I'm getting at is that she can talk him into getting a job and working for a living. And you know, it's really a simple enough thing to do to turn
in
your bag.
If he committed suicide, how's she going to talk him
job?
Into anything?
And
not simple.
I think he was suggesting that she could have done this prior to his suicide in order to give him a career worth living for. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
That's right. And then the other part of that is that, you know, some of them, it's kind of like some queers that have been told that, you know, you were born that way. There's nothing you can do about it. And they actually start to believe that, and they think that they're doomed to be a queer for the rest of their lives. So they commit suicide when all they have to do is straighten out. And, you know, even if...
Oh, just straighten out. Hey, you know, just straighten yourself out. Go to one of those courses taught by those religious zealots. And just...
Here's what they're doing.
Scare the gay away, or whatever it is they call it.
Pray the gay away.
That's what they say.
Find somebody of the opposite sex with whom to go.
You actually believe that crap? Are you like a repressed homosexual? Is that what's going on here, Tom? Are you one of those...
This is how the pro-queers try to intimidate people into shutting up. You're trying to shut them up.
No, I'm asking you to answer a question. I don't want you to shut up. I want you to answer the question.
Nor have I ever been a queer. However, I'm talking about, you know...
Define queer. What is a queer?
A homosexual.
So, homosexual, okay.
So you mean a man who would be sexually attracted to other men? You're saying that you've not had that attraction.
Women. What about a guy who likes to try on his wife's underpants? Is that queer?
What I'm getting at is...
Are you saying he likes that?
No, I'm just asking a question.
And when you make that accusation, by the way, what you're doing is you're admitting that the queer can be... A gay man could find a woman to marry and have children with, because
some could.
I'm a man and I'm married to a woman and we have children. So if you're accusing
me just
of
because you're,
being a
just
queer,
because you're gay doesn't mean you haven't gotten married to a woman. There have been a lot of gay men who, for the purposes of cover, had a woman in their lives when they, you know, when it was...
And fear of reprisal at the time.
Right, when it was something that they had to hide, when they felt like the society or family or whoever it was that they were around would not appreciate the fact that they were gay, they tried to hide it and cover it with that. But the idea, Tom, that people who are gay, you're suggesting it's a choice, and I'm telling you that every gay person who I've known has all of them, 100% of them told me they were born that way. Why would you disbelieve someone telling you that?
Because it's a bunch of baloney. They can simply go find somebody of the opposite sex to go on dates with.
They're not simply attracted to those people. You could go on a date with somebody that you're not attracted to, but what's the point?
Because that way they're not queer. They get straightened out.
What?
So why does it, so in your mind, queer is so bad that you have to like force yourself to go on a date with someone you're not attracted to just to maintain the appearance of being a straight person?
No, there's not an appearance. Anything is that really are. It's kind of like they're not queers anymore because they decided to be straight.
It doesn't work that way. You don't just get to decide to whom you are attracted. Attraction, in my experience, doesn't work that way.
You're telling that. See, when you keep...
Are you attracted to some women, or are you attracted to all women, Tom?
I'm attracted to pretty women, but I'm a married man now.
Okay.
And what?
So you've determined that there is a difference when you're presented with a woman that's uglier versus a woman that is prettier. You find yourself more attracted or attracted to the prettier one. So you can acknowledge that there's some level of attraction that is beyond your choice, something that is there inherently within whatever makeup that you have inside yourself.
And they can decide to stop going on dates with persons of the same sex.
They really can't.
They could decide not to. It's a folly choice.
Then they would not be living for whom they really are. They would then be trying to live according to Tom's beliefs and people like Tom's beliefs. And why would you want to try to change your belief system in order to appease people? That's living your life for somebody else.
You're telling them, brainwashing them into believing that they're doomed to be a queer for the rest of their
lives. No, I'm not brainwashing them, Tom.
They're not doomed to be anything.
They were born that way, and that's what they will tell you. If you were to actually have a conversation with one of them and, I don't know, believe their word and take them as a human being that, you know, is being honest with you, as I have done. We've had gay co-hosts on this program. We have one on Friday nights regularly.
What do you call Aria?
Trans?
If you don't call Aria queer, I don't know what the hell you call her.
She is. She
a
has had
tall
sex
dude
with both
in a skirt.
She has had sex. She's a she with a penis. So she male is a term that she uses to describe herself.
Yes, which is trolling of the highest order, ladies and gentlemen.
She has had sex with both males and females. So I don't know if you can call someone who's had sex with both a queer. I'm not sure if that is.
I think queer is a term that has been reclaimed with the intent to simply say, hey, I'm not the same.
I'm different
sexually and whatever.
Okay, so what you're saying is queer doesn't mean just homosexual.
By no means.
Okay. I think Tom was using it in that fashion.
He was, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for that call. Appreciate it. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tom says gay people can just decide not to be gay.
Good luck.
Uh-huh. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. Plus, we got to get into the Me Too in the workplace story that you've got here, Richie, on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Even if you're a homophobe, we'll let you on the air. You might sound ridiculous, but that's your choice. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue with you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Hey, local.bitcoin.com is open. It's coming up on its second full month of being there and available to make it easy for you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods, including a bunch of like international ones I've never heard of before, because it's an international website, and others that you're very familiar with, probably like PayPal or Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. And there's no ID requirements in order to sign up for the site, which is sets it apart from a lot of the other cryptocurrency trading sites out there. And also, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So you actually have a global trading platform that finally respects your privacy. Just go to local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. I do it. I've got ads up there actually as we speak for cash deposits in bank accounts. So check that out at local.bitcoin.com. Aria is like the number one seller, I think, right now on the website. When you go there, Aria Anarchist is the top most popular person for buying Bitcoin Cash, which is pretty cool. Our Monday night co-host.
Nice.
Who we were just talking about a few moments ago, and as to whether or not she's queer or whatever she is.
So, ask her.
She would be the best person to ask that question. You're right. And she's on generally on Monday nights here on Free Talk Live. So let's jump into this story that you've got here, Richie, since we've been talking about people having some hesitation now these days when it comes to dating or getting into a relationship or even so much as having a meal with somebody of the opposite sex. It's focused more on avoiding women. But the Me Too movement is rolled into all this. You've got a story about how it's affecting workplace romance.
Yes.
Which most people, by the way, historically have been against. There's always that rule of you don't want to date somebody that you're working with. Have you heard this rule?
Yeah, I've never.
I'm not sure that's most people. Yeah, I'm not sure that's most people.
I've heard that rule in a lot of places.
I've heard the rule.
Yeah.
And I can see advantages and disadvantages to it.
Well, the advantages, there's somebody right there, and you can easily get to know them and, you know,
well,
whatever.
Yeah. You spend a good percentage of your waking hours at work.
The disadvantage is, if you break up, you spend a good amount of your waking hours working with the very person who may decide to not take it real good when the breakup happens.
Yeah, I guess
that's the biggest downfall.
Yeah,
that had never happened to me, but I've dated quite a few women that I've worked with. And, you know, it, whatever.
So none of them were a psycho ex-girlfriend, basically, is what you're saying.
Nope.
All right.
I mean, in work, you've got somebody there to control the situation. If she's going to get out of hand, then, hey, there's her boss to take care of it.
I see what you're saying. All right, let's get into the story. Where's it from?
Spiked Online.
Okay.
I don't know if it's...
Is that one of those, like, Spike TV? Is that, like, the men's channel?
I don't know how reputable the source is, but I think it's more editorial.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Opinion, sure.
Me Too. Hashtag Me Too has ruined the office romance. Only 1 in 10 couples now meet at work. How depressing. For most,
what was it?
I don't know.
Okay.
For most people, work life can be long and boring. The prospect of bumping into your crush at the coffee machine can sometimes be the only thing that gets you through the day.
Oh, man. That's sad.
I mean,
but I believe it.
Yeah. Long bathroom breaks, water cooler breaks, whatever it takes. Sometimes.
And by the way, this does appear to be a female writing this story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the world's most famous couples met at work. Brad Pitt left his wife while working on a film with Angelina Jolie. Barack Obama managed to win the affection of Michelle, his mentor at a law firm. Ricky Gervais's hit TV series, The Office, captivated millions with its long, intense office romance between salesman Tim and receptionist Dawn. Forget bumping into your soulmate at a bar. Many of us are more interested in finding our partners in the stationery cupboard. But a recent survey shows that our love affair with office romance might be coming to an end. Data published in the Sunday Times, collected by Stanford University in California, shows that just 1 in 10 Americans now meet their partners at work, half the proportion that did in the mid-90s.
Okay, so it's down by half. So it was 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Previously, now it's 1 out of 10.
Which is still not bad, I mean, given...
It's a statistically significant number.
I'd be curious to see what the other 9 out of 10 are. I mean, is it like 2 out of 10 meet on the internet now versus 1 out of 10 10 years ago?
It's probably significantly more online now.
What else? I'm also curious, is are, what about the sort of percentage of people who are in relationships? Because I kind of feel like fewer people are.
Really?
That people aren't meeting as much as they used to.
Even though they have at their fingertips a myriad of options that would allow them to meet.
Well, that's part of it.
I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah. So there's too many choices?
Right. So there, do you remember that cartoon on the internet that used to be very popular, like XNRDF or something? It was like
XKCD?
That's the one.
There you go.
Okay. And it was four letters. And it said, it had three panels. And pardon me if I can't get this exactly right, but, the couple was shopping for something on the internet. And a lamp on the internet, and they were juxtaposing. You used to go to a furniture store, look for a lamp, and buy a lamp.
Right.
Now, looking on Amazon, you're looking at all of the customer reviews on Amazon. This guy says that he got a concussion from the lamp, and sometimes it makes him taste oranges, and it looks like a uterus. And, just saying that, at some point or another, the information, you get into this information overload. And you no longer have a lamp. So we're sitting here in the dark because some lunatic on the internet thinks that he got cancer from the lamp and whatever. I think that too many options can be a bad thing. When you're scrolling, you're swiping left, swiping left, swiping left. You see a swipe right, and then, okay, so now they swipe right on each other. Maybe we'll go out, I don't know, sometime. I really don't like being outdoors. I mean, at this point, millennials are literally saying things like, I don't like to go outdoors. When I was
like
a kid, I argued for that extra half an hour to be able to stay out later with my friends, and I've always gone out. Now that I'm married, I do far less of it. I certainly don't go out without my wife very often, but I simply don't understand these people. Are like, I'd rather stay at home and look at the internet, cat pictures, and go out.
I'll say this as person who is in the room who is active on dating websites.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who, or at least women, there are a lot of women who are all about outdoorsy kind of activities. So I don't see that happening.
I don't mean going for a hike, Ian. I mean getting out of your house.
Don't you have to get out of your house to go for a hike?
I'm talking about getting out of your house in the evening.
To go out on a date? I don't know. I'm not clear either.
It used to be if you wanted to meet somebody, you either did it at a social club, a church, or a bar.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're choosing to stay home rather than go to the bar, you're less likely to meet somebody.
I see. I thought you were commenting on the lack of activity.
I'm not talking about a hike. Yeah. You go on a hike by yourself.
You meant go outside into another place. Go outside of the house so you can then go into a bar. Okay, now it's clear what you were saying.
I will say this. That was always my problem, like dating, before internet dating came along. Because I don't go to
the
bar.
That old.
I don't. Right. No, but I mean,
I'm in a relationship now.
Right. But I didn't go to bars. I didn't go to social clubs. I didn't do, like, social things. So it was. I didn't meet people.
There's more on the way here. If you want to join us, your comments on dating as of today with Me Too, office dating. We got more on the way. 855 450 free if you want to jump in. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Me Too movement. A columnist at Spiked Online says that it has ruined the office romance. We're going to get into that further. Of course, you're welcome to comment on whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. It is a series of rooms available on our Discord server.
It's Tubes.
And Tubes will get you to the Discord server. You just go to discord.lrn.fm on your browser, and that'll take you there. You do need to have the Discord. You should have the Discord app. They've got a web version of it, but if you really want to have the maximum ability to use Discord, you got to grab the app. It's a free app, and our server is up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's people in there all the time, it seems like, chatting about various different things, whether related to the show or completely unrelated. There's a bunch of different rooms, and like I said, during our live show, the top four rooms are called on-air call-in lines, so those are some of the voice chat rooms, because Discord's a chat server that has both text and voice channels. So you join one of those on-air call-in line rooms during our show, we'll see you in there, we'll jump in, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Richie, let's continue here from it's spiked-online.com. The lady talking about how apparently it used to be 2 out of 10 couples back in, was it the 80s?
90s.
Back in the 90s, had met at work, and now it's only 1 out of 10.
So couples. Half. Yes. Yeah. And we were talking about what the online dating turned into. Well, that's coming up. The number of couples meeting at work is going down. The number meeting online or through dating apps is increasing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Between 1995 and 2017, the proportion of American couples meeting through or as coworkers fell, I don't know, that makes no sense, fell from 19 to 11%. In contrast, the proportion of couples meeting online rose from 2 to 39%.
Wow.
So a big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big jump. But again, these are percentages of couples meeting, not the sort of gross, like a comparison as to how many people are actually meeting and staying together and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's almost four out of ten couples meeting online now.
Yeah. It's convenient.
That's significant.
Yeah. It's convenient. It's safe to get to know someone before the weird bar meetup. And
right. And, you know, if you're at a bar, then everybody's a little half of the bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not getting exactly the idea of who this person is. I prefer social clubs and things like that. You know, people, you know, sharing a mutual interest. I would rather see something like that personally. And that's how I met my wife. Mm. So.
British academics have found similar trends in the UK. There's nothing wrong with meeting a partner through a dating app, but the rise of Tinder and the fall of the office romance speaks to more than just a technological change. While the hashtag MeToo movement was sparked by serious allegations of sexual assault, much of the subsequent discussion has largely focused on unwanted sexual attention. One consequence of MeToo has been to problematize everyday interactions between men and women, particularly in the workplace.
Right. So, the incel, the big tau guys, the men's rights advocates, the people, the dudes that are complaining online, what they will say is that sexual harassment is basically attention by somebody you don't find attractive.
I can see that. I might agree with that.
Attention after you've asked them to not give you that attention. That's what defines harassment. If you just say one thing to somebody and then they say, don't ever talk to me again, and you don't ever talk to them again, then that's not harassment. If you keep doing it, then that's harassment.
That's the definition that you use.
That's a legal definition of criminal harassment.
It's a legal definition. Yeah. Are you saying that women who go online and complain are using the legal definition of sexual harassment?
I don't know.
I can tell you when I worked at the gym, that a young lady who, maybe now knowing this, she was hitting on me. I don't know what she was doing. But she came to me and she said, I can't believe this guy gave me his telephone number back there. You know, this chick's hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's right? harassing me.
And basically, you know, said that it was awful. And I'm like, I don't blame him. I don't know what to do about this exactly. The young lady was... is very attractive, and a guy gave her his telephone number on a piece of paper, and she called that unacceptable, if not harassment.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Everybody can have their own definitions of words if that's what they want, but
sure.
Generally, legally, you're not harassing somebody until they told you to
stop. I'm not arguing with your definition. Yeah. I'm arguing that some people do not abide by your definition.
No doubt.
Some of those people are women.
Right, and the incel MGTOW crowd... where I would agree with them is there's like acceptable at work office flirtations, right? And it's usually between people who don't care that it's going on.
Yes.
Right? Like, and it's mostly attractive people flirting with each other.
Yes.
And if the
I could have this if I wanted to kind of interaction.
Right.
Yep.
And if the unattractive person tries to have that same interaction with the attractive person, it will be seen as harassment or bothersome.
I can see that.
Right. So when they're complaining that it's only the attractive people are allowed to sexually harass, it's because it's unwanted by them and accepted by attractive people in general.
Let me wax proud and vain for a moment. I used to just go through the Clear Channel gals that work there like a dating pool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we have a new one. Excellent. Thank you, Jim.
And Jim was the general manager.
And yes, I had this kind of relationship with them and them with me.
Sure.
And you're right. None of the unattractive ones ever stepped across the line and acted that way towards me. And I would have certainly considered it unwelcome, but I would have also considered it karma, and I would have played along.
Sure.
just because I didn't, you know, and there's plenty of these women that were at this place that I did not, you know, plow their fields, as it were. And
Sheila Diamond, the general sales manager.
She was my boss.
I know.
And she never.
And not particularly
did that.
Either.
Well, that's your opinion.
Oh, you were interested. Okay.
I'm not saying that I was. I'm just not going to. I'm not going to take a stand one way or the other. But I get where you're coming from, and I tend to agree.
Yeah, and that's the general complaint is that some males or females are allowed to do it and some aren't.
Sure.
And then they're the ones being discriminated against. All right. Where was
I? I don't see who could disagree with that. There's probably someone, but
Rush Limbaugh used to do a bit called Uglo Americans.
Okay.
And this was basically
was this when he was Fat Rush?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. That we're going to devolve into this sort of discrimination where Uglo Americans were the only sort of group that you couldn't discriminate against somebody for being ugly. You just couldn't do it. And I think we're totally there now.
I can see that.
And, I mean, there's so many examples of where it's like, you know, for instance, feminists who are overweight have piercings everywhere and their hair is chartreuse. Are complaining that some women in their office are sexually harassed.
Complaining on behalf of the other women, yes. Even if they didn't ask them to.
Correct. And I think that this is going to be the turning point at some point where the women are like, hey, thanks, we'll take care of this from here. Mm. Because best I can tell, the ladies tend to figure this out relatively young, that, hey, I think the guys like us, and that we might be able to use this to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you find a powerful guy, you can advance your career unless they don't want to hang out with you.
Right.
There you go. And imagine what it's like to be somebody who's like, I'm never going to find a powerful guy because the powerful guys are all looking at those ladies over there and I'm not one of them. That would suck.
Yeah, but it's a natural course of order, man.
It is, and it's going to be complained about.
It should be no surprise that in today's fraught climate, fewer people feel comfortable taking a risk with someone they fancy at work.
Hmm.
Companies are responding to the sexual harassment panic by banning alcohol from office parties.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason to go to the office party, right?
It could be. I work in restaurants, man, and I'm surprised. I'm always surprised at how often people will, like,
come into work sober?
No, come to work to drink. I was like, dude.
On the job, you mean?
No, just, you know.
After the fact, they'll come into their
patronize our restaurant. I go, don't get drunk here, because the boss is going to see what you're like drunk.
Ooh,
go someplace else and get drunk.
Did they get a break, though, on the alcohol? Did they get it cheaper?
I don't know. I don't drink, so I never bothered.
All right, there's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. We're talking about Me Too and office romance. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Me Too movement, is it actually making it more difficult for couples to meet at work? Statistics suggest that may be the case. Now, of course, correlation isn't causation, but nonetheless, apparently the number of couples that are citing workplace as how they got together has dropped by half.
Yep.
In the last couple of decades. We're going to continue with more from that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though, going to the phones next. Number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin Photographer. Bitcoin Photographer is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means that I think it's a he, is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here to help us get on more great radio stations around the U.S. and spread the messages, the message of freedom and liberty, peace, and cryptocurrency as far and as wide as we can do. And you get some cool perks as a thank you for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. So please head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get started there. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone calls that are waiting patiently. We got Jim in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Jim.
How you doing? I guess it really depends on where your workplace is as well. Like the office, it's tough to say that it's pretty much common sense whether you have the quote-unquote green light. But common sense really isn't that common, so a lot of people, you know, kind of get out of their lane a little bit on that.
Yes.
But I don't even know if it's common sense.
Go ahead.
It's kind of led by the female. You hate to say that, but it sort of is. You know?
Oh, it's the truth. If ladies don't know it, you have the keys to the sex machine.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely noticeable. However, from a guy's perspective, it's not immediately obvious, right? Like, you have to take a small risk and put out feelers and engage the response of the female on whether or not you have the green light or not.
It has a lot to do with eye contact.
Sure. But I don't think that it's necessarily common sense, like, oh, yeah, these are the protocols and the standards of how I operate in the office and how I'm talking to females, if your goal is to, like, flirt and develop a relationship.
I think that the workplace is getting more and more rife with problems as far as starting a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. HR wants nothing to do with it.
No. HR does not want you fooling around at work.
It's a nightmare for them.
Yeah. And I worked in let's just say, a popular nightclub in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of sort of had a rule, and I don't know how much you want to say on the radio, but you leave the final undressing, if you will, to the other person. You don't lead that. If they do it, then okay, green light, if you will. But you never make that move. It saves you a lot of conversation the next day.
I'm confused. The final undressing, in what context?
What context do you think? You let the other person undress you the final little bit.
No, okay. No. Themselves.
I don't know if he was working at a strip club or
themselves. Okay.
No, say you go home, you have a nightcap, and everything's going fine.
Yeah.
She takes, you start undressing. You let them take their own garments off, if you will.
Got it. I was
confused
about that.
And it saves a long conversation the next day saying, hey, I just want to hang out and relax. You know, you went there. So that was just kind of a rule, and it seemed to do very well with us.
So y'all were allowed to date amongst the workers. It's just the rule was you had to take your own clothes off, not take the other person's clothes off, is what you're saying.
Well, it's a lot like a baseball rule. It's kind of an unwritten rule, you know.
Yeah, I think most of baseball rules are written down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I reached over and I did that, then I'm saying, hey, I want you in my life. If I'm just willing to relax and say, hey, look, we've gone far enough, but you took it one step further, I don't have to,
You're saying it'd be less likely that there would be an accusation.
Yeah,
of
I don't have to explain where I went the next
assault.
Day. You went there.
Gotcha.
Well, I would suggest that another issue with the Me Too movement is people being able to change their minds after the fact on what is construed as like rape or molestation.
Mm.
And if they're like, well, I was fine at the time, but now I feel dirty about it, therefore.
Well, right. What's to say they're not going to just lie about it? Well, so-and-so took my pants off and I told him not to, even though you didn't actually do that. If nobody's there to say otherwise, it's he said versus she said. Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I think it's the worst way to figure out whether or not the person's interested, though.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes. If somebody wants to change the narrative of what occurred afterwards, then that person can do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, this whole basketball guys getting people to sign contracts before sex and stuff I've heard about. How in the world, A, do you ever get that done? And B, sign here, initial here, and initial here.
Well,
and years ago,
that was lampooned on Chappelle's show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now it's real.
Now it's real.
But you can just have it. You just fill it
check
out yourself.
Check the boxes.
Here she is. Filled this out. Here's a piece of paper.
It's like a BDSM contract for regular sex.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Keith in Virginia also listening to WNIS. Hey, Keith, go ahead.
Hi. How are you doing, Ian?
Good. You're on the air.
Good. Thank you. And Mark, and who's your third co-host tonight?
Richie Rich.
The Anarchist Experience, which is his podcast.
Thank you.
At, is it anarchistexperience.com?
It is.
That's where you can go to get more of Richie Rich. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay, thanks. Sorry you're not on Saturday night on WNIS.
We are, too. Hopefully someday we'll be back on Saturday nights, but they had another thing they had to do, and we're easy to move around, so that's okay. It's okay with us.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're there for accessible in all kinds of ways, so that's really good. And thank you all for your service, too. Hey,
that's
just real quick, I heard about, came across somebody that was, I don't want to give his name, but maybe I can find out from you later if number 500 on your Free State project, if he moved there. So,
I don't have a list of who's got what numbers. I don't think that list is public. So we don't know who number 500 is, and so therefore we wouldn't be able to tell you that. We're just a radio show.
All right. Not a problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you all for your service for the country and for all of us. And one of your good allies who's fighting for liberty too is somebody I mentioned before, Larry Nichols, and I want to give a shout out. It's his birthday.
Well, we don't do shout outs here on Free Talk Live generally. But
I'm sorry.
The name sounds familiar. Who is Larry Nichols?
Well, you can. He's been fighting against the bad guys for the past 30 years and goes back to the 90s. And he's been fighting the deep state all these years.
Okay. Now the names, I'm looking him up here, and I remember his name associated with some of the Bill Clinton conspiracies. Was he trying to out the Clintons for some of their nastiness?
Yeah, he was doing, you know, helping us out, I guess, the good guys in the country in opposition to what their plans and activities were, yeah, and still are.
Yeah, it looks like he's still kicking, born in 1950, he's now 69 years old. What is he doing these days, do you know?
Well, he has a YouTube channel, and he does a regular YouTube, but the problem is he's got some severe medical problems, but man, he's an old Green Beret and, you know, a real fighter, and he's fighting through all of his extreme medical challenges. We're trying to get everybody to help him out with his medical treatment costs, and so I'm just asking everybody, if you love liberty and you want to help out, he's doing some great things behind the scenes with a lot of his contacts and very effective and everything. But
it says here he used to be a hitman for the Clintons, that he claimed that he was a hitman for them.
Yeah, as I understand what came up, and he corrected that, and to the point that, you know, he's been all these years, or for several years, and at that particular time, you know, in medical treatments and on medication, and so that did not come out accurately, so he corrected that.
You're saying he misspoke when he said that he was a paid killer?
Yeah. He was not,
an economic hitman.
Strange things to speak about.
Yeah, a hitman could describe a variety of career choices.
Well, now I don't know if this is a true, true claim. Obviously, I'm just reading it off the internet, but the claim was that he was on some sort of a what they call a fringe radio show here on Truth or Fiction, claiming that he was sent overseas by the Clintons to actually murder people. Thank you for the call, Keith. I don't know if that's true, though. It's just a claim on the internet. Appreciate
it. He's changed his ways.
There's more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is next, whether you want to talk about relationships or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want, where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.